Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Let's get physical. That's a Dua Lipa there on Today FM. Well, very physical it was there yesterday afternoon in Croke Park with Galway versus Armagh. Armagh coming out the triumphant ones with the win in the All-Ireland. So hard luck to Galway, but a fantastic game and very, very close game again. Now, we've asked Bertie Ahern on with us this morning. Bertie, how are you doing? Are you well?
How are you?
You're a big GAA man. I can see you now in years to come going out there shaking hands with all the players before the game. Yeah, go on, Mr. President.
I don't know what you're getting at with that.
So listen, what did you think of it all yesterday?
Well, I don't think it was the same without the Dubs, Ian. The atmosphere and the five in a row. And yeah. the 16.
Come on. Well, it was a great day for Armagh. Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, Galway and Armagh, two good teams, but not exactly a glamour tie. I mean, well done to Armagh. I've lots of friends in Armagh, good people. And yeah. I remember Cardinal O'Fee was a good friend of mine years ago. But I was in town yesterday, and you'd know that Armagh were in town. So full of lads eating their sandwiches out of the boot of the car. But the match itself was disappointing.
Right.
I see people talking about the seagull that ran onto the pitch. Well, yeah. I don't know if he ran onto the pitch or flew onto the pitch. Yeah. He had a bit of a problem, but he ended up on the pitch anyway. But if we're talking about seagulls,
yeah,
and I've no problem with seagulls.
Right.
They're nice rodents. But I think they're unfairly castigated for theft, like a lot of people. But it doesn't say much for the quality of the match if we're talking about seagulls.
Seagulls, that's true.
Very poor. Yeah. And to be fair to the seagull,
I'd
say if he'd got the ball, he would have passed it backwards with his wing, because that's the way football is going nowadays. It's very negative.
Right.
And I think that's what the seagull would have done.
We have to say hard luck to Galway. Of course, yeah.
Well, I love the people of Galway. Lots of good people in Galway, and lots of people there, and just students and artistic people, and
the druids as well.
I enjoyed Crap's last tape there. I remember, I think it was, but they'll be disappointed. And I remember you used to say, I was listening to you on the radio for years ago. Yeah, I think you years ago you used to say that the Galway people don't get out of bed till midday. I think you said it a number of times. Well, I don't know who said what at this stage, but I think you didn't end up on prime time or anything. But I don't think they'll be getting out of bed for 2 weeks at this stage. I don't know what Mayo people will be thinking of this either. Mayo will be saying, is Mayo the new Galway, or is Galway the new Mayo? I don't know who's more disappointed, is Mayo. But I don't know which is which at this stage, Mayo or Galway.
Now, to be fair, Bertie, Galway did beat Dublin.
Jesus, what kind of a bleeding dub are you anyway?
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.